I tell you what happens, you miss, and then if you feel like you're under condemnation because you missed, it's harder for you to get in gear and get back. My message today is a little different than what I normally do. It's one of those kind that, you know, about 11 years ago, Y2K came along, and there was a lot of things that were said. A lot of people here and there preparing for stuff, and what was going to happen, you know, when the clock struck midnight on, and we went to 2000, how the computers are going to mess up everything, and whole cities are going to fall down or collapse, you know, all of their, and there was some, you know, there was some merit to the possibilities of some of those things happening, and some of them would have happened had there not been some of the necessary changes that they got made in the computer systems a year or two before that particular time. But there was very few things that happened. But a lot of people, there were some really strong reactions to what they believed were going to happen, and even to people moving out of cities and other things. And it was kind of a, it wasn't an isolated thing. But in the midst of all of that, even though I looked at it and I took careful consideration of it, I just had this sense of peace that everything's just going to be all right, and that it wasn't going to be the way that people were thinking it was. And so I say that because there's been a lot of things. You know, in 1988, 88 reasons why Jesus is coming back in 1988. And, you know, people bought those books, and they passed those books out, and there was just dozens and dozens of them. One person in our church is dead and gone on to be with the Lord. Now, got involved in that with book, and she bought books, and she gave them to everybody. Maybe you got one of the books. And 88 reasons why Jesus is coming back in 88. But, you know, he didn't. And, again, I didn't have any sense of overwhelming there just wasn't an overwhelming desire in me or an urge in me to push that, because, frankly, I doubted it. I didn't. I. I